Hello, hello, and welcome to the Motivated Mindset, the show where we dive deep into the strategies that transform ordinary entrepreneurs into extraordinary business owners. I'm your host, Coach Jeff Demers, and today we're unlocking the mysteries of funnel hacking and how it can be your golden ticket in the competitive world of digital marketing. Have you ever wondered how some businesses seem to effortlessly attract customers and make sales while others struggle to get any traction at all? The secret could be in their sales funnel. Today, we're going to learn how to crack that code. But before we dive in, let me share a quick story. For the majority of us, we were raised on the concept that we were to graduate from high school, go to college, get the job of our dreams, and then basically stay there until we retire. Along the way, maybe we get married, buy a house, have some kids with a white picket fence, not the kids with the fence, but the house with the fence, and live so happily ever after. And that is the perfect kind of cookie cutter way of life. Well, I knew that when I came closer to my high school graduation, I had absolutely zero interest at all in trying to sit in the classroom for another 4 years. So I joined the Army. 3 days after graduation, I was arriving at basic training at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Not really the traditional path. So I spent almost 6 years in, got out on a medical discharge. I found myself in that very position I tried to avoid originally, which was getting dressed up in a shirt and tie and sitting in an office, trying to convince complete strangers that they wanted my stuff, even though they had probably never heard of it or heard of me. So I spent about the next 15 years in sales, telemarketing sales, car sales, education sales. I hated it. I hated the cubicle. I hated the schedule. I hated the clothes. I rarely found a manager I liked, let alone someone I was okay taking orders from, especially if they were not a fellow veteran. You know, I've been in charge of my own unit in a combat zone, and yet I found myself taking orders from basically kids who looked young enough to be my son or daughter, who took the traditional path and went from high school to college to management and knew absolutely nothing about the term servant leadership, which is a core concept that I learned in the Army. All this time, I had this voice inside my head saying, "You can make it on your own. You can make it on your own. You can make it on your own." Right around that time, this company came around. You may have heard of it. It's called Uber. Uber had launched in Arizona. And I saw the opportunity and I took it. For the next 9 years and over 13,000 trips, I was my own boss, responsible for my own schedule, responsible for my own income. But even then, it was a grind. I'd leave my house in the late afternoon, maybe early evening, and I would get home right around the time the sun was coming up. I worked nights. I would actually work nights so much that I would make fun of the people that had to work during the day. I called them daywalkers, for those of you that are fans of the movie Blade. Right around the same time, right around toward the end, COVID hit. Everybody knows that story. I had to adjust again and work the days because everything was closed at night. There's been a lot more traffic, a lot more competition for rides, and then the bonuses started to dwindle away. And I no longer saw the appeal. So I remember about 2 years prior to me calling it quits with Uber, I'm online one night and I come across this guy online named Russell Brunson. And he looks like a kid. And he's talking about funnels. This is the first time I ever heard this word or this term, funnels. I knew what a beer funnel was, thanks to some reckless times during my teenage years. I had no idea what funnels were online. But he keeps mentioning this phrase also called funnel hacking. And it was kind of enticing at the time. Not enough to quit Uber at the time, but creating a living online has always been in the back of my mind. But I had no idea how. Even though I had the books, I really didn't understand what I was reading. I started reading like Russell Brunson's Dotcom Secrets, Expert Secrets, traffic secrets, but I didn't really truly understand or what I was looking at or what I was taking in. So then when I quit Uber, I decided to give this idea of funnel hacking another shot. I gave Russell Brunson another shot. We went to Funnel Hacking Live in Orlando just last September. And wow, was my mind blown. And now we're all in with Russell Brunson and this idea called funnel hacking. We got the whole, you know, the 1 year holy crap software package and purchase tickets to the next two funnel hacking events. Like I said, we are all in. So let's just answer the question that I know you've been waiting to hear answered. What is funnel hacking? Well, imagine, if you will, being a detective. But instead of solving mysteries, you're dissecting successful sales funnels to see what makes them tick. Created by marketing guru, like I said, Russell Brunson, the term funnel hacking is about studying the strategies of successful marketers and applying those insights to your own business. It's kind of like, you know, when you hear somebody say, don't recreate the wheel. Just figure out why it works and model it, right? So how do you do this? What are these four steps? The first one is research. You go out and you find funnels that are killing it in your industry. And you do analysis. You look at their offers, their landing pages, their upsells, their email sequences. Then you go through emulation. You use these insights to build your own funnel tailored to your product and your specific niche market. And then you go into optimization, which is where you test and tweak your funnel based on results, just like the pros do. Finding successful sales funnels that are, quote, killing it in the industry involves a mix of research, analysis, and keeping up with the current digital marketing trends. Here's how you actually start. Number one is competitor analysis. We're talking about direct competitors. Look at businesses that offer similar products or services. What you want to do is you want to sign up for their email list. You want to purchase their lowest price product, if feasible, and observe the entire process from their marketing messages, or their hooks, as we like to call them, to the post-purchase upsell sequences. Then you look at industry leaders. Even if they're not direct competitors, industry leaders can provide valuable insights into successful funnel strategies. Their high visibility means their funnels are likely optimized for maximum conversion. They're getting the sales that you want. Step number two, social media and ads. One of the great tools that I love using now, which I was actually recently introduced to, is Facebook Ad Library. This tool allows you to see the ads any company is currently running on Facebook and Instagram. Observing the ads of successful companies can give you insights, tools or tips, mind you, into the top of their sales funnels. You can also use different spy tools. Use ad spy tools like AdSpy and SpyFu or SimilarWeb, which is one of my favorites, to uncover your competitors' ad strategies, their keywords, and more. These tools can provide a wealth of information on what's working in your industry. Number three, look at content and SEO analysis. We're talking about blog posts and SEO strategy. You want to look at the content strategy of successful companies. High-ranking content in search engines can be a good indicator of an effective inbound marketing funnel. You also want to look at backlink analysis tools. Tools like Ahrefs, Moz, or SEMrush, which is extremely popular and has been for years, can show you where successful companies are getting their backlinks from, helping you to understand their traffic sources and potentially their funnel entry points. Again, you're taking notes on what the successful branches or businesses are doing. Let's move on to online marketplaces and platforms. This is number four. We're talking about ClickBank, Amazon, and other marketplaces. For product-based funnels, see what's ranking high or getting featured. For digital products, ClickBank's marketplace is a goldmine for spotting top-performing products and their associated sales funnels. If you have a course, look at Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y, for courses. If you're in the educational space, look at top courses in your niche on Udemy. The course landing pages and promotional strategies can offer funnel insights on how you should model your funnel to sell your course. Look at reviews and customer feedback. Online reviews and forum sites like Trustpilot, Reddit, and niche-specific forums can offer unfiltered views of what customers appreciate in a product or service, hinting at successful funnel aspects like key messages or offers. Number six, join relevant communities. We're talking about Facebook groups and LinkedIn. Joining groups related to your industry can provide insights into what businesses your peers are watching and what strategies are being discussed. Networking and industry events. Number seven, we're talking about webinars, conferences, and workshops. Often successful entrepreneurs share their insights and strategies in these settings. Networking can also lead to insider knowledge on successful practices. Number eight, hire a mentor or consultant. If you can afford it, hire Russell. He's awesome. If you're serious about accelerating your learning curve, consider hiring someone who has successfully built funnels in your industry. Their direct experience and guidance can be invaluable. And finally, tools and techniques for learning. While identifying successful funnels, take notes on the customer journey, which is how do they move a prospect from awareness to purchase, the offers and upsells, which is what the core offer is, and how are additional products or services introduced. And then the messaging and positioning. How do they communicate the value and differentiate from competitors? Always apply what you learn in a way that's tailored to your unique value proposition and market. Remember, the goal isn't to copy, but to learn and model from successful strategies and make them your own. And this brings us to the heart of today's episode, the One Funnel Away Challenge. It's a 30-day bootcamp designed by Russell Brunson and the ClickFunnels team to help you build and launch your funnel from scratch. It's not just about theory. It's hands-on with daily tasks, live coaching, and a community of fellow entrepreneurs. The challenge is structured to push you out of your comfort zone, to think differently, and to take action. Whether you're selling a product, offering a service, or even promoting a course, the OFA Challenge equips you with the tools, knowledge, and support to make your funnel a success. And it's not just hype. Here's what Jamie, a past participant, had to say. Quote, "The OFA Challenge was a turning point for my business. It helped me understand my audience better and refine my offer. I launched my new funnel right after the challenge, and my sales have been climbing ever since." Now, I have personally taken the OFA challenge as well, and the number one thing it finally got me to do was to take action on what I am learning. You have no choice. Well, you do have a choice. You can quit and run away, or you can show up every day and take action, which can be your turning point. So, are you ready to become a funnel hacker and revolutionize your digital marketing strategy? The One Funnel Away Challenge is your first step towards mastering this art. Don't wait for success to come to knocking on your door. Grab it by the reins and start your journey today. Click on the link or button below to join the One Funnel Away Challenge and unlock the potential of your business. It's time to make your mark in the digital world. Thank you for tuning into The Motivated Mindset. If you found this episode enlightening, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share on YouTube. Or if you're watching on Facebook, don't forget to like and share it with fellow entrepreneurs. And if you're listening to the podcast, go to the Motivated Mindset Facebook page and click on the featured post for the OFA Challenge. Until next time, keep hacking those funnels and transforming your dreams into reality.